Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
We're back, and it's two guests today, as you probably saw already. One newbie and one oldbie. Yeah, it's Janice Griffith and April O'Neil, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Janice.
Hi. Thanks for coming back, Janice. What?
Janice
Griffiths is here.
It's me.
And, Arplil O'Neil. I gotta just start right off with, I've known April for a while, and
I'm
I know her real name and everything. And tell everybody why your adult film actress name is
April
O'Neil.
Because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to be April O'Neil.
Yeah, I mean that must really work for nerdy dudes.
It kind of does.
Watch your stuff.
It kind of does. It makes it so that people are like, hey, that girl likes Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then we could talk about it, and then that goes into other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like with Janice, they know that she loves the Andy Griffith Show.
You don't even know
and
if that is
she
you.
Likes,
no, I'm too young.
She
so
likes
baby.
Whistling.
Can you whistle?
Did you know I hate whistling? Weird?
Really?
Yeah.
But you know that too, right?
No. We don't do anything here. Well, we try not to do anything.
I'm 20
our
years
hate.
Old. Can I live?
Hey, ex-nay on the young A. Let's not make a big deal out of it. Although, you know, you only have to be 18 to
You're
smoke
legal.
In California.
I have my weed card.
You got your card. It's all good. But you're definitely the youngest recurring guest, but probably the youngest guest. Period. We're going to be smoking some sativa today called Face Wreck Haze.
Sweet.
Which seems, I don't like the intensity of some of these
face
names.
Okay. I love that.
And then I think it's pretty cool.
The indica is called Louis the Eighth. And I don't know if that's like a reference to like it'll feel like you got your head cut off or something. But both of the strains are provided by Flash Buds, and they're a marijuana delivery service here on the west side of Los Angeles. And their delivery is fast, friendly, and always free. Check them out at flashbuds.com. And thanks for providing the strains, you guys.
Thanks for the face wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old face wreck.
Looking
yeah,
forward to it.
I hope it's not what it does to you. I hope you don't look like you had a stroke or something. After
oh, I hope my face gets wrecked. Let's do it.
Let's wreck Janice's face. That's a good title for one of your videos.
Great porn title. She's going to make a whole movie.
Face wrecked.
Face wrecked.
That's not a terrible idea.
It's really not bad.
You're always doing, not always, but you've done some of the parody, movie parody
things.
I've done
a lot of the parodies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
many now?
Many.
Many?
I think, let's see, there's Fab to the Future. Game
yeah, what's
Bones.
Who'd you play in Fab to the Future?
Marty Dickfly, sorry. Yeah.
You were Marty Dickfly?
I was Marty Dickfly. Marty with an I, because I was a girl.
Uh-huh.
It was Marty Dickfly, Cock Brown.
Oh, Marty, what'd you do to my cock? Well, we like to say on the show here that it's always 420 somewhere, and today at 420, it'll be Central Time. We'll be celebrating 420 with us, like Chicago, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Minneapolis, and then also some foreign places like Mexico City, Guatemala. Yeah, it's 19 minutes after the hour now. I don't know what I did to my alarm to make it got quiet all of a sudden.
Did we get to like smoke right at 4:20? And
that's the idea.
Sweet.
But I'm not against smoking before 4:20. I do it most days. You don't absolutely have to wait until then.
It's
so if you
want nice
to start hitting it, you can.
Hit it.
Right.
When you're like just regular smoking.
You just look over. And you're like, okay. It's 4:20. How'd I do that? That's my favorite. I don't like waking up in the middle of the night, but if I do, I like to look over and see 4:20. Like, oh, weird coincidence.
That's nice.
You can go back to sleep.
Happens every day.
Ooh, it's tasty.
Happens a lot, yeah. How is that? Do you like it?
It's tasty.
Okay. That's good.
I like your not watch.
My not watch? You mean your not watch?
Yes.
Is that a fun thing between the two of you? She took her what? You took her watch?
I mean, like, half of her life is at my house.
Yeah,
I spend a lot of time there. She just leaves a bunch of stuff at my house all the time, so I wear it when she's not around.
And it was a watch, but now it doesn't have a face, so it's not a watch.
Yeah, came out. Do I just get to pick one? Is that how this works?
Mm-hmm. Hit it.
Sweet.
It's a beautiful not a watch.
She never smokes this much weed with me, so
I don't, I'm really nervous.
She's always like, I'm gonna get sleepy. I'll
have like one hit
anything.
And then I'm just like down on the couch.
Yeah, you don't want it to like, you know, ruin your whole night. You gotta, you know, pace yourself. But for the sake
it's
of this show.
Sativa.
This 5-hour nap.
It is a sativa, yeah.
And yeah. Oh, yeah, when I went home after last time, I took like a 5-hour nap.
Yeah, do you have something you have to do after this?
No, I was trying to take her out to dinner because she just got in town, but I was like, I don't know.
Dinner might be good. You might be pretty hungry.
Don't fall asleep at the dinner table. Just like, done. Well, this is good, though.
It's tasty.
It is tasty. We got
some vapor pens from our friends over at Honey Farms that are Honey Farm singular. They're very tasty. I enjoy them.
The one farm.
We talked to Janice a little bit the first time she was here about her high history, but what's yours, April? Did you, like high school? Was that when you first tried marijuana?
Yeah, I think I was 16, maybe. No, I think I was like 15. But the first time I ever smoked weed, I hit it off a 6-foot bong. Like I had to stand on a chair and they filled it up for me. And then we're just like, stand on the chair and just breathe in as much as you can. And then hold it for as long as you can. And I was like, okay, cool. Like
and
I had
you
no,
fucking died.
I had no idea.
Who made you do that? Bill Cosby? Because you must have just been out after that.
I was.
Oh, you were
totally
a rag doll.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't remember anything from like standing on top. And then I remember like sitting Indian style on the patio floor and it was night all of a sudden. So I don't know how long I was out for.
Sweet.
And I opened my eyes and then I went back to sleep. And then I think I got home at some point. I'm not even really sure.
That's great.
It was fun. Those and then I didn't like smoke nice weed people. For a while after that.
You learned your lesson.
I did. I didn't want to have anything to do with that.
All right, well, whatever you do, don't try any of this because...
Is that the lube?
No, it's not lube.
Oh, is it like a tincture?
Ladies, I'd like you to try something on the show today.
I would. If you could get that, I would.
You try it?
I have some.
No,
you report
have
back
it,
to
really?
Us about it?
Have you
they
tried
make
it?
A couple different ones. There's like Highgasm and then Foria and then...
Foria is the one I know of.
Yeah,
I
there's
try
like
that so
there's
bad.
Like 20 weed lubes by
Did
now.
Did you really try it?
I didn't notice anything crazy.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
my lips are tingling.
I mean, like,
what does that taste like?
It tastes marijuana-y.
Oh, yeah?
A little hit won't hurt you.
All right.
Yeah, try it.
If I pass out halfway that. Through this show.
Well, you know, we got a comfortable chair for you.
I like the ones that have CBD in them, too.
Yeah, these like, make your breath, like, practically, like, fresh. It doesn't smell like marijuana.
You know what I told Josh the other day? The story of the first time you came over and did a dab, and then you were like...
Oh, my God.
Dabs can be rough.
I've only done a dab once, and I, like, it was better than tripping on, like, shrooms. I had
She's
to, like,
really
remove
drunk.
Myself into her bed.
Oh, minty.
It's good.
Yeah,
I
right?
like the taste of that.
Yeah. It leaves you minty fresh.
Yeah.
I like it.
I already had gum on my
But I can't head. Really... I haven't really gotten... to the bottom of, you know, how many sprays you should do and how much how high it's going to get
and
you.
How oh different God. It is when you're not smoking pot.
Yeah.
Because
I always do it thing. In concert with all this other stuff. So, like...
That's when they work the best, though. So, that's when I'm those so things work the best.
It makes them all... They all just sort
they
of push
together.
Each other forward as a team, like a pyramid.
Well, that's like CBD works better with THC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's no THC, some of the things in it can't properly be absorbed by your body. So, like, weed just wants you to do more weed stuff.
Yeah, I like that's definitely my, you know, some people are, you know, one-hit wonders, and mm-hmm. they're fine, you know, but I just, you know, once I start going, I just keep going until...
I'm not a quitter.
Until sleep time. Until I go to sleep.
Until it's nap time.
Yeah. But we do this thing every week where we talk about where the most people are watching the show from. Ooh. And Washington, D.C. just kicks ass.
I was about to say, is it still, like, are they still watching us?
They've won, like, 19 times. That's the music sting for this segment. And this is their third win in a row. But it always is the same top five, Oregon, Colorado, Washington, and California, which is always interesting to me that with places where it's legal, they're watching this show the most. Like, so it's not like the other way around. We're like, oh, it's illegal, so let's watch this show, check out this illegal thing that's going on. But the amazing, couple of amazing statistics. If you add up all the minutes that people have watched Janice on this show.
On this show. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
That's that number. Just stare at the backdrop, stare in his face for that number. Because the number of people that have watched you on this show, which was you were on for like an hour, 45 minutes maybe, 4.3 million minutes of viewing have occurred. Because watching you get high in the show.
A lot of people, I get tweets every single day like, oh my God, I loved you on Getting Doug.
Yeah.
I watched it. It was entertaining.
I'm funny.
You are funny.
And then the numbers took a nosedive.
Everyone laughed at
I feel like Harrison Ford in the first Star Wars. Don't get cocky. But here's another interesting thing about the people that watched the Janice Griffith episode. And I should say that Kasim G was here as well. So all about Janice. It's not all on her. But it's still hilarious to me, the top five states in the country for your episode. Do you guys want to get... Let's do a pot quiz hop shot. Each of you guess a state that you think... in
New York.
Not even top five.
Good.
Is there like a region, a specific region, maybe?
No, just that. Do you have that much trouble thinking of states?
No. Do you think that like Alabama loves me a lot? I don't know.
Wisconsin.
Well, I don't want to give any clues, but
Illinois.
It initially surprised me, and then I thought about it, and I went, okay, I could see that.
Indiana.
No.
Nebraska,
California.
Mm-mm. This is intriguing. It'd be funny to see how long you can get.
Okay, because I'm naming all the weird states.
Oh, these are weird ones.
New Jersey.
No.
Maine.
No. I can tell you that all five of these states,
Wyoming,
do not have legal weed. One or two of them might have medical.
That doesn't narrow it down. That's like 40.
What was the one you just said?
Wyoming.
Yeah, number one.
No.
Wyoming, number one. And at first you're like, who's in Wyoming? And then you go, well, those people that are in Wyoming, they need something to do.
Well, that's why I said like Nebraska or Indiana, but Wyoming, interesting. Hey, guys.
Yeah, and then number two, a state that I you know, confuse with Wyoming on a daily basis, Montana. And then South Dakota. You guess North Dakota.
I see North Dakota, holy shit.
At West Virginia, where, you know,
I
think they smoke cigarettes while they
walk. These are the most obscure states.
And Idaho.
I said Idaho.
Yeah.
I said Idaho. That's not fair.
Probably, I would guess, number 50 or so on the list. 50 would be Utah.
Utah is not...
Or Hawaii, because they're so chill. They're not sitting around watching an internet show. They're out.
They're in the ocean.
They're out with a reggae band smoking weed. What's that?
California.
A lot of viewers, you know, for the show. But those numbers were all just about Janice and Kasim. But let's face it.
Wyoming.
Let's face it. If I were tuning in, it would be for her.
Sorry, Kasim.
He's hilarious, though.
Don't tell Kasim.
He's been a great regular guest on the show. He's been on the most times, but now Janice is, you know, now she's in a race to catch up.
Yeah. I'm coming up on him.
Yeah. Him and Todd Glass, I think, are our top guests. Who are your favorite comics when you're high watching comedy? I know that you have a sense of humor and you like that sort of thing. Or do you just watch Doctor Who?
Oh, comics. I thought you were talking about like comic books, but it makes more sense to say.
Right. Well, you can read comic books when you're high, but it doesn't strike me as a high activity necessarily. But like comedians, do you have any favorite comedians?
I have favorite comedians.
While you think about that, I want to introduce you to this little fella. Isn't he?
Is he lighter? Great?
Janice is headed for the hills already.
You saw me flinch.
What do you think of that thing?
He's cute.
Yeah, what else do you think about him? Like, how does it feel?
Right? He's heavy.
Right?
He's heavy.
That's the secret word.
What is happening?
Oh, he changed it. That's much better than an air horn.
Right? It's a little more gentle, makes you feel like you're in a soccer match.
Yeah. Oh, like the other air horn?
That's why I like
that's a Vuvuzela or whatever they're called. Vuvuzela. Yeah. And we blow that whenever the guest says heavy because
heavy
hashtag monkeys. Heavy monkeys.
But look at its face, it's weird.
So
it looks like a mask.
The Earth's gravitational pull?
What do you mean?
Heavy. It's so heavy, man.
Yeah, that's why it's heavy.
I think I broke it.
Well, don't. I mean, the way you kept going at his arm, it's like you're trying to.
But look at the way his arms kind of move.
Yeah, exactly. He's very, very self-pleasuring. This fellow. Oh, this is kind of fun. Maybe he'll fit in here. Oh, that's great. He's got like a little.
That's cute.
Like he's got his own little go-go cage at the nightclub.
Everything either says your name or has your face on it.
Yeah, that's
kind of cool.
It's really. It was not my intention going into this. As you can see, the logo doesn't, it's just my first name and it's in the wrong place. So I thought that was pretty humble. Where's the craziest place you've ever smoked weed, April O'Neil?
That's a good question.
Yeah, is there any place where you really shouldn't have been doing that? Have you ever snuck a hit at Disneyland? You love Disneyland,
definitely.
Right? I got this thing.
Disneyland's really easy to smoke.
I got this fake inhaler. It looks like an asthma inhaler. So I was like just hitting that in Tomorrowland the other day, and it was so much fun. There were children around.
All these like vape pens and that stuff. Like
what?
You can just with all these, you can
the
just
pens
have
are pretty
it there.
Chill.
Yeah.
Weed
and the new
pens?
The new medical
features tight.
The new medical the new metal detectors at Disneyland because they just started after all these years. After 60 years, they finally had to put in metal detectors. Because the world sucks.
Mm.
But it's just keys and phones. Like, pens, they wouldn't even set it off.
Really?
If they do find it, it's my vapor pen.
Oh.
I have a nicotine problem.
Yeah. You just say it's nicotine.
You know, and they're like, give me
it's
that.
Fine.
It's got weed in it. You smoked it. You know, then they're in trouble. So, works out great. I want to make a quick special announcement before we go to our first break. For the first time, Getting Dug with High, we're going to do a show live on 420. It'll be our first April 20th episode ever, maybe? Yeah. And it's going to be at 8 p.m. Wednesday, April 20th, 2016, of course, at the beautiful Alex Theater in Glendale, California. I'll have surprise guests, just like we do at all the Getting Dug with High lives. There'll be like five people on stage with me. We'll all be getting high at the same time. Every guest is a potential guest on that show. What better way to celebrate 420, I say. Tickets are on sale now for $30 at bit.ly/GDWH420. And also, you get reserve seats, so the sooner you buy, the closer to the front you are. But no matter where you're sitting in that theater,
you're going to get
it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a nice little hot box.
Yeah.
And then people get to watch it live all over the place.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. And we're going to have more fun with Janice and April right after these messages. We'll be right back. It's time to talk CISO. CISO is a premium comedy streaming channel. S-E-E-S-O. It's on demand, 24/7 streaming comedy, anytime, anywhere. It's curated for the comedy connoisseur. You know who you are. Original series, quotable classics, next day late night, stand-up specials, and more. It's only $3.99 a month. No joke, no ads, ad-free, countless hours of premium HD comedy. Never before. Before seeing new originals, new comedy added every week. Try it now for free. All you gotta do is start as a guest. No credit card needed. They've got lots of great content, including the UCB show. You've heard me talk about the UCB Theater in New York and LA and how I love all the people involved in those places, and I have them on my shows all the time. Well, the UCB show is a weekly variety sketch showcase from the original founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade, Amy Poehler, Matt Matt Walsh, Matt Besser, and Ian Roberts. I've smoked with a few of them. I'm not going to lie to you. And you're going to love their show, and you're going to love CISO. Go to CISO.com and start watching all the comedy you can stream for free. CISO.com. Stream free today. No credit card needed. Back to the show.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Hey, we're back. 1,706 viewers are watching the program live on the internet from all over the place.
Oh, I should have tweeted about
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could tweet about it still if you want.
I'm going to do it right now.
Why not? People love to watch and listen to people tweet.
Coral just texted me.
Oh, she's great. She came on and dabbed us out, whoever was on. With me that episode, I forget.
She's the best.
But she came on and gave us dabs, and then I went home and napped for a week.
Yep. Dab
nap,
right?
Yeah, I had a big, fat dab nap.
I don't have cell service in all of Culver City, actually.
Oh, really?
That sounds terrible.
That's awful. We usually have pretty good service in this basement. Could you hold this for a second?
Oh, it's so slow.
What else is it?
This is an interesting guessing game. Tiny?
More. Seriously. What is it? I mean, just feel that
an
thing.
Alpaca?
It's so.
Soft.
And?
Hairy?
No. So close.
Fluffy?
That isn't even the right word. I was looking for fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Yeah.
No.
Fluffy is another one we do
fluffy.
Accept, I guess. I guess we accept fluffy.
I said fluffy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Good job.
It's a fun guessing game.
Yeah, but you can go back to your tweeting now.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Right? You kind of don't want to let it go.
No.
And he just lives.
Comforting.
He just lives here.
What's his name?
He's just in this sad podium or whatever, just part of the set.
Hello.
He doesn't have a name yet. Do you want to name him?
Yeah.
We say hashtag Fuzzy Llama, but you can give him a name. I probably. F name would be good, like Frank the Fuzzy Llama.
Frank is easy. Is he a boy or a girl?
Oh, I don't
know.
He doesn't have a dick. I know that much from
touching
it.
But that's irrelevant, honestly.
Right? I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of a very neutral name.
You never know these days, right? Welcome back, if I didn't say that already, to Goodbye, Goodbye David, We're Heartbroken, which was sent in by 8-Bit Banjo. We've seen that name a lot. Tweet out that we're live at youtube.com/Doug Benson.
I didn't have the link, but I'll tweet.
And we'll just watch the numbers go through the roof. This will be like a telethon. We'll see what kind of action Janice and April can get us just by saying.
Are
it.
They reading the tweets while they watch them?
So it's youtube.com/Doug Benson,
one word, Doug Benson. You don't need to capitalize anything.
Got him.
Unless that's fun for you.
I'm fighting autocorrect. Doing. It's like YouTube is all properly capitalized.
Yeah, Ben does that too.
Yeah, autocorrect really gets in
weird.
Some business.
It's like a brand name.
It's a real meddler, that autocorrect. Like on mine, if I type in Doug Benson, it puts the space in if I'm not looking. And then there's some other guy on YouTube named Doug Benson, and it sends people to his page. And it's some fucking thing about jogging or health and fitness or something. It's like, couldn't be more opposite. Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Ooh.
Hot topics.
There's a new study in the Journal of Psychopharmacology saying that use by adolescents does not correlate to a lower IQ or poorer educational performance.
Woo-hoo!
That's good news for the 20-year-old. Yeah,
who's been smoking weed for a while.
Yeah, they did a study of a bunch of teenagers, and
they're fine.
They're fine.
The That's marijuana cool. users did not differ from the never users, which is a great. Word for people who don't smoke pot.
The never users.
What are you, one of those never users? Interestingly, teen cigarette smoking did correlate to poor educational. So
Doesn't
smoking
surprise
cigarettes.
Me. Yeah, go figure.
Because you're thinking about, you just want, all you want is a cigarette. You can't concentrate on your studies. You want to go outside and smoke.
It's too addictive.
Yeah, yeah. Marijuana's like, you know.
Weed is tight.
Smoke before or go for a good ride. That's, I never, you know, I didn't, I smoked pot too late. So high school and college, I didn't get that experience of getting to go to a lecture just high out of my mind.
That
I think I would have been, I would have been able to concentrate more on them.
I would have probably cared a little bit more. Yeah.
I would have been more interested in the ancient Sumerians, yeah. You know,
like,
when
whoa.
My professor went off about that, I was just like, this is so boring. You know, and Game of Thrones didn't show it. It didn't exist yet.
No. Because
can't they just show Game of Thrones?
In school now?
For Agent Civ.
It's all real.
Arizona is on their way to, you guys like Arizona?
I'm from Arizona.
That you see, Tucson, right?
Phoenix.
Shit.
There's only like three major cities.
It's fun to guess. Yeah, Flagstaff.
Nope. Okay, the other one. There's only three.
They only need 150,642 signatures, which is a weird number to get on the November ballot, and there looks like they're close. They only need a few thousand more to make it. That'll be
great. I'm gonna tell all my family.
Yeah.
To sign that.
It would legalize marijuana for recreational use and establish a network of licensed cannabis shops at which marijuana would be taxed.
That would be great.
You gotta be 21 though. You gotta be 21. So
that's
plan
fine.
Your trip to Arizona for another year from now.
I got in trouble in Arizona for smoking weed.
What?
Yeah. I turned 21 in July.
How
I'm
bad?
So close. Okay.
How bad was it?
I had to do 7 months of drug testing and I had to stay clean for 7 months.
But that was easy because you weren't like a heavy user. You just,
I was at the time, yeah.
And so you were pretty unhappy about it?
It sucked. I smoked weed until the very last second that I could. And then as soon as that 7 months was up, I went home and I smoked weed.
But there were probably times during that period where it wasn't awful. Like you don't go in any kind of physical withdrawal.
No, not at all. I was fine.
Regulate marijuana in Arizona.org.
Not as fun.
Regulate marijuana in Arizona.org. And Arizona is spelled out.
That.
It's not even AZ, which is what I would have gone for if I were them. Just to make it a little easier. And did you guys hear that Sean Parker, you know, that guy, the co-founder of Napster back in the day, he just donated $500,000 towards the California ballot initiative to
legalize. I did know that. I went over that with Coral on News Nug. That's what I did.
Yeah, yeah. He gave up a ton of money.
That's cool.
I remember because Napster.
I wish that Zuckerberg would give all of his money to marijuana legalization.
That would be really nice.
That would be a lot of money.
I wish people would just stop fighting against it because it's really not that hard to just.
Nobody's fighting
just
that
let it
hard.
Go.
It's more like just all the paperwork has to be done. You know, it's just really. It's going to flip. You know, Bernie Sanders is currently, you know, number one candidate in the Democratic side. And he says he'll just, first thing, you know, first thing he gets in there after he turns on the lights, he's going to make it legal federally.
Oh, that's great.
That would be great.
Yeah. That's great.
That's what he says. That's what he claims.
I mean, I feel
but
like
he also
states,
says that if you get the DeLorean up to a certain speed, it'll go into
it just
the
goes.
Future.
But he is like, he does, he's believed in all the things that he's believed in for like, since the dawn of time, you know, like, because he's been a politician for fucking
ever. Yeah, he's an old
ever.
Man and his idea, you know, like, just the fact that he's old and has such progressive ideas is like, you know, means that he's always been like that. And I think he's great. I think, you know, once it gets even closer and people, it starts getting more serious, I think it's going to be really interesting to watch either Hillary or Bernie take on Donald, because it's just going to be such a strange debate.
What the fuck is that?
Donald's going to try to insult them.
And I still can't believe
they're kind of uninsultable
real,
because
option.
They're just, you know. What's he going to say? Oh, Hillary, your hair looks ridiculous tonight. What a stupid outfit you have on. Your outfit is a loser. And finally, for my final pot topic.
I love that.
In a 2,000-page federal spending bill passed last month, they slipped in a small paragraph that basically ends the federal ban on marijuana, so Bernie might not have to do anything anyway. The paragraph says, none of the funds made available in this act to the Department of Justice may be used to prevent them from implementing their own laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, or cultivation of medical marijuana.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, and the bill list, it's only applicable in 40 states.
Which 40?
Only 40?
Okay, here we go. No.
Can you guess them?
Well, that's like kind of important. Like, what
some of the same ones that love you on this show, West Virginia and Idaho, didn't make the cut. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, Arkansas, Nebraska, they can't do it. I don't understand that at all, but it's really complicated. But the whole thing is that the movement is, you know, spreading and moving. And I've been forgetting to smoke. Have you two been smoking anything?
I've been smoking.
I think so.
We gotta stay on it.
Okay, I'll smoke more if you okay. If I really,
you know,
have to.
I don't want to be a pusher or anything.
Is this like a cheers thing where you're just like, going together now?
I'm not gonna say no if you're like, hey, would you smoke more weed? I'm not gonna be like,
where'd the monkey go?
No thanks.
You really want to light it with the monkey?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay.
He's cute. I like him. I think I broke him though.
Yeah, you might be. Yeah. You might need a new.
A refill. No, he needs a refill.
Oh,
he needs
monkey.
Oh.
And did you see this? A fan made me this. It's a Getting Dug with High mug that
That's really cool.
doubles as a pipe.
That's sweet.
That's amazing.
That's super fun. I should hit that.
That's amazing. You put the monkey in it.
That's neat. I don't want to drown the monkey. I prefer to shock the monkey. But you're both doing good. You're both feeling nice and high.
Very high.
That's great. I'm gonna drink to that.
So can you put like any liquid in that? I guess you could put any liquid.
Yeah, you sure could.
Is it a cup?
Whatever,
I thought,
well, that's whatever like a your beverage of choice
mug,
is.
And then you can smoke weed through coffee. Is that about it?
Yeah, I wouldn't put coffee in it. Then you just like have this. You'd be holding this really hot glass, trying to hit it.
Iced coffee.
You like spill a little bit on yourself. It's awful.
I like the milky bottom now. It'd be nice to drink a White Russian out of this thing. Ah, that is great. Yeah, you got that water right there. You got that cottonmouth. You get that instant cottonmouth, you're good. April has a shit ton of plugs.
didn't mean to.
I asked you earlier about your parody movies. What's your favorite one that you've done, and what character did you play? Tell us the real name of the movie, and I'll guess the name of the parody.
There are so many.
A lot of them, they just say the name of the movie, and then
the parody. Well, the last two ones I did are my favorite. It's Dr. Whore. Dr. Whore. I'm trying to say, like, whore.
Danny DeVito.
You were supposed to say Dr. Who so that I can guess Dr. Who.
Oh, I see. Okay, let's see if you can get the next one.
Or Retardus. Or.
Okay, if I tell you the Back to the Future one, can you?
Oh, we already know that's Fap.
Oh, dang
Fap
it.
To the Future. Yeah. Yeah. But you were Marty.
Those are hard to name. Hmm. To, like, make a pun out of it. It's not easy.
Yeah, that's why some of them are like Batman, the porn parody. They just call it
Triple
that.
X,
they just step up and
Batman,
call it
Batman Triple
that.
X, the porn parody.
Yeah. But you also do a Triple X DJ night?
Yeah.
That's true?
Yeah, so.
What's Triple X about it?
The babes DJing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't DJ?
I don't DJ. I make
you just
a really
run the night?
Good... I do DJ, but I make a Spotify playlist.
And you get hot girls.
You're not like a DJ.
I'm not like a DJ. DJ, not a DJ.
And you get hot girls to DJ. Mm-hmm. And it's just a big fun
it's
party
fun,
on the second Thursday of the month.
We have a pizza truck.
Okay. I'll go anywhere where there's a pizza truck.
Yeah. It's fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you're also throwing a Romy and Michelle's high school reunion party.
I am.
At the complex in Glendale on January 28th. What's going to happen at that?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. So we got End Time, who are like the booty mashup DJs. So they play like all these cool like 90s mashups. And I'm going to make it look like Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. And we're going to have a dance, and there's a raffle, and the benefits go to the Downtown Women's Center. And there's going
to
be a raffle.
Are people encouraged to dress up, like, as the characters,
definitely.
Or just in prom clothes?
Characters, or just 90s in general.
Did you see her under the...
Enchantment Under the Sea Dance? We did a Back to the Future Enchantment Under the Sea Dance.
That's neat.
We had a DeLorean. we had these amazing fans, everybody dressed up. It was really cool. It's fun.
So you're killing it with these things.
I'm having fun.
So cute.
And what's your Janice? Your for your plugs on the card. It's
empty.
It's just empty.
It's all coming
out.
No.
Yours.
April's really busy. She's got Twitter, she's got Instagram. Janice, good luck, everybody.
Yeah, right now everything is sort of under construction, so I'm like, I don't really care to like send people to see it. My Twitter is the Janice XXX, and on Instagram I'm Rejanice, like R-E-J-A-N-I-C-E-D.
Rejanice, yeah.
Like, because I got deleted, so like you have to Rejanice.
I like it. I don't know if I've ever known the reason for this. April's Twitter is undue.
Oh yeah.
Undue.
When Twitter first came out, because my name like kind of exists already a lot. So coming up with something unique.
A lot of Mutant Turtle fans.
Yeah.
Sorry, grabbed April O'Neil rocks.
They got all the
Twitters. R-O-X.
So every time I try to come up with something, it didn't work. And I was trying to learn French at the time and was just like, and it worked. And so I stuck with it.
Yeah, that's like your main name on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to roll with it.
You got to roll with it.
Yeah. But you still got a lot of followers, even though people, that's the, you know, it's trickier to find you.
Yeah.
Easier to find you at Instagram because you're, hey, it's April again.
Again, because mine got deleted too, so you gotta like.
They hate us.
I know. But you gotta come up with.
Why did you go with re-Aprilled?
She's smarter than
I am. Re-Aprilled. People wouldn't know what that word's supposed to be. Real? Pearled?
Re-Aprilled?
What?
No.
I don't like that.
You just come here and get reaped.
So those are sufficient plugs for you, you think?
Yeah, everything's under construction. Come back soon. Follow me on Twitter for updates.
Come back soon.
You know, AVN is next week.
Mm-hmm. You're going.
I tried to have anal sex with a girl one time, and there was a sign on her back said that. Come back soon. What? I'll be in Vegas. I've got a show on Sunday.
Hang out with us?
I think it's even written down here.
Oh, really?
Sunday, the 24th.
That made
fourth?
A weird sound.
Yeah,
24th.
Sweet.
Yeah, the big awards and everything is the night before on the 23rd.
Okay.
I went to the Porn Awards with April one time, and it was the most fun, boring time of my life.
I don't go.
Like,
I've never
April
gone
was
to
so
the
much fun,
show.
But the awards are so boring.
Yeah, the awards are really bad.
It goes on forever. I just don't know all the St. James's and St. Clair's and all
I have
names.
Never I actually been to the award show.
Really?
I always watch the red carpet. I get one beverage, and then I'm like, I'm not gonna, because the show doesn't start for like 2 hours after you
the
do that.
The red carpet's nuts. You get a lot
early.
Of coverage.
And like, then you just sit.
A million
and
outlets.
And I always get sick. Mm-hmm. I was like dead last year. I had a fever. I wrapped
like
myself
exhausted.
In a blanket.
I've been on red carpets all the time. The only one that pops up all the time that I see all the time is one time that I was on the red carpet at that. Like, wow. They really got that out there. Yeah, and it's you know, it's me doing this move. You know? So pretty super
Same.
Proud of that. But yeah, I'll be at the Plaza Hotel if you're not too hungover after the awards night.
It sounds like a great way to spend a hangover.
The show's at 4:20 in the afternoon.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll be
done
just
by 6.
Mm-hmm.
And down at the Plaza Hotel on January 24th. Doing stand-up and playing games from Doug Loves Movies. We'll have lots of fun. And this Saturday, I'm going to be back in Seattle doing Doug Loves Movies at the Neptune Theater at 4:20 as well. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates. I got a couple more things to plug, but we'll do it after, and you know what else we've got to do after these messages. We'll be right back.
I'm Dan Levy, and I'm the host of Baby Talk. What is Baby Talk? I'll tell you. It's a show where I take my comedian friends and bring them together with little children, and a bunch of weird shit happens.
And I'm DJ Jensen Karp. You see, for the past 3 years, we've been doing a live show over at the Meltdown Theater in Los Angeles.
And we thought, how can we make less money? Let's put it on the internet.
So we've taken our strangest kids from the live show and paired them with our favorite broken comedians, and we filmed 9 episodes for you to watch online.
It's an original show that seems very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things, because it is very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And you're gonna love the show, even if you hate kids. Especially if you hate kids.
Have fun watching. It's very funny.
I ghostwrite for Meek Mill.
I'm gonna get attached to saying this, but I like The Weeknd better than Drake.
You like The Weeknd better than Drake?
J. Cole, you don't...
A classic comparison.
You don't know who J. Cole is.
No, I love J. Cole.
Wow.
That's The Weeknd.
You're
J. Cole is not The Weeknd.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's not.
No. Wait, hold on.
No,
you have like no chill right now. Hold on.
No, you have no chill.
No, you have no chill. No,
nobody here has chill. I'm sorry. Right. You don't think I have chill?
No, no chill.
You know
right
how many
now.
Times I've smoked weed in a bathroom today? And I have no chill?
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
What does that? We're back. What does that even mean? He tries to get laid
you
by
try.
February. It's my New Year's resolution
just
every year.
For February, like just, if it doesn't happen.
If I get
you?
It by February, I'm good for the year. But if I don't make that deadline, then March Madness comes. I always have weird new resolutions though, and like you. April and I have spoken of my sobriety mm-hmm. month, where I don't drink for an entire month, and it's always a great idea that
end.
Turns into a nightmare.
Why?
Yeah, 1 year I was in Vegas during
like
the end,
so
and I wasn't
you need
drinking.
To drink to survive it there.
Yeah.
Like, there's something
no, I
about
never,
Las
I would
Vegas.
Never do sober month and a Vegas trip in the same month ever again. That was silly. But it's time for you guys to watch a magic trick. Here comes my friend Gabe for Gabe Time.
Oh my God, awesome.
Hi,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
April, you mind helping me?
Hi, yeah, please. Hi.
All right, so this is the...
Do I hold it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what's the card?
Oh, it's first? A Queen of Hearts.
All right, hold out your fingers like this. Hold on to okay. it as tight as you can. And if that's the Queen of Hearts, this is the...
Queen of Diamonds.
All right, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show you the move slowly first like that, the switch. And then I'm gonna do it a little bit quicker. What card do you have now, do you think?
I have the Queen of Diamonds.
All right. I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna do that. What card do you think you have now?
I think I have the Queen of Hearts.
And then this would be the?
Queen of Diamonds?
All right, turn them over.
Oh, weird.
Oh, weird. Cue the theme from X-Files.
That was fun.
Yeah, he summons the occult and shoves
cool.
it right in your face.
Love magic tricks.
Yeah, there you go, April. 1,892 viewers at this point in the show. And at the risk of ruining the mood, somebody on Twitter, someone named SayCesar512, wants us to say, because the news came he passed away today, Alan Rickman. Do you have a favorite Alan Rickman movie? I would think everybody's is the same, but maybe not.
Well, maybe. Mine's
What's
Galaxy
yours?
Quest.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good movie.
He's been in at least three or four really certifiable classics that
I just
people
love.
Harry
Potter. I mean, like,
do.
I have a Harry Potter
All of
tattoo.
It. He's in every single one.
So I like that was a really important
Mr. Potter.
Performance for me. It was
Yeah, love it. Love him in it. But, you know, the knee-jerk answer, which I would say, is, the bad guy in Die Hard.
I knew you were going to say Die Hard.
Yeah. Hans Down. You have to go with that one. But, that guy was a great actor, and he will certainly be missed.
Isn't it cool that, like, everybody has, like, their, like, their favorite one of his is, like, different?
Yeah, that's how good he is.
Yeah.
Because nobody even dared try to say Love Actually, because I would have started slapping a bitch. The guy that really hates Love Actually.
Unacceptable.
I just don't like the scene where Rick from Walking Dead holds up the cards, like where he's telling his best friend's girlfriend that he's in love with her. And
so
he holds up all
the
cue cards.
Came out of that,
yeah, that's true. And they
There's
didn't know.
So much you
they
can
didn't
do
know
with
that's
that.
Why they, you know, memes were not a thing when Love Actually was made 20 years ago. you can get my merchandise by going to bit.ly/DougMerch. We got the mugs. We don't have this.
Oh.
We should sell these, I swear.
You should.
T-shirts, blue cards. People will just put a stamp on one of these and send it to them.
Cool.
If you guys don't mind signing
postcard.
It. If you could sign a few of them, actually, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And don't forget to subscribe and like, you guys. Yeah, just grab a Sharpie and... Just throw your name on them.
I want the sports ones.
Pokeballs. Don't forget about Pokeballs. You can go to pokeball.com, and if you put in the promo code Doug, you get 10% off. A great device for cleaning out your bowls. Here, I'll even show it off right now real quick.
It even worked on this one.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a good. Yeah, see, it's just a. It's just a.
Wait, should we both sign them?
Thing you do that on April.
I don't know.
Hey, April, check this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
What?
Our next show. Thanks again to Janice and April. And our next show will be Monday, this coming Monday, MLK Day. And we're still figuring out a time, so just check back with the YouTube page to see when we're going to do it. And we'll tweet you an alert as well when it happens. You guys doing all right? Really high, right?
I just got the giggles.
Yeah, we're really high, and this is super fun. And
I keep bumping the table and like,
someday I'm going to do a marathon episode where I just get high with people for like 24 hours.
That's exactly what I'm into.
People can come in and get high and then they can leave for a while if they want. I have to stay. I have to be here the whole time just trying to stay alive, stay awake.
That sounds like the best. Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. I regret saying that idea out loud. Because the producers are all like, we're doing it. Okay, thanks you guys for watching, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Big thanks to our friend CISO for sponsoring today's show. Go to CISO.com to stream the original series, The UCB Show, this month. Catch all 8 episodes of Pure Sketch Comedy Gold, featuring the comedy stars of tomorrow and your longtime UCB favorites, too. Remember, CISO is only $3.99 a month and ad-free, so try it now for free. Join now as a guest to get access to this extensive comedy collection, no credit card needed.